How about the animals?
And the hole, we had plenty. Everybody had holes.
And what about the animals you milk?
Milk cows, yeah, we had milk. All everybody had milk cows.
All right. Where did you, what, how were the, where were the shelter for the milk cows?
In the barn.
Did you have a little place?
Huh?
Here?
He took Steve up a big rep to see if he was playing ball.
Did you have something where they could come in out of, get in out of the rain alongside the barn?
Yeah, I had what we call a shed.
Would you just call that a shed or a cow shed?
Come on, Steve, I'll buy
you a hamburger. We call it cow shed or sheep shed. They're just in there.
Called
a shed.
Did you have anything like that for the hogs?
No, we always had a hog, what we call a pen.
Did the hog pen have a cover over it? Have a roof?
Oh, yes.
What did the shed look like?
You mean for the cows?
Yeah.
It's just built on the side of the barn.
How far out would it go?
Oh, 10 or 12 feet.
They just had a couple of...
Post on it.
And what about the one for the hogs?
Well, now it'd be covered, built up out of logs, and then it's just covered one way. Leave the extra got so high the hog couldn't jump out here. Well, there wouldn't be nothing in the front here from here on up. It always turned that towards the east, waiting the way the storms come. Put the roof towards us where the storms come all the time.
Storms always come from the east?
No, they come from the west. They're facing the east.
I see. So, that's, you don't get any storms at all from the east?
Hardly ever. It's a storm.
Is that it? Because the mountains are so high?
That makes a difference. Then the hail storms, you get one from the east here.
That's a bad storm.
That's right.
Now, what was the hog pen like?
Well, it was built out of logs, and we had a water troll in there, take a foot of an old axe or something and chop out a log, dig it hollowed out and put a water troll and beat them slop in.
How big was your hog pen?
Oh, about a 6x12, I'd say. Most of them about that size.
No. Well, did you have a place where they could run?
Well, that hog lot, there you turn them out around in the hole.
How was that enclosed?
Rail fence.
And what were the rail fences? What kind of a rail fence did you have? Were they like this?
That's right.
This kind?
That's right.
Did you just call it a rail fence, or did you ever call it anything else?
Well, a big rail fence is all ever I heard it called.
Did you ever hear it called a worm fence?
Yeah. Now the worm was what I always called the worm was when they laid it. To build a fence on.
I see.
The first rails that they put down is called the worm.
Oh, I see. When they laid out the plan.
That's right, for the fence.
I see.
That was called the worm.
After they put up the rails, they put something up on top like this and run maybe one?
Yeah.
What was that called, do you remember?
I do, but I know the name of quite a thing, but I just can't think of it.
Stake and rider?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Well, how was that made, exactly?
Well, it's just, they set up on each corner of that fence, one on one corner, the other, in the locks.
Uh-huh.
They call it in the locks.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't tear it down, you couldn't put it down.
Is that right?
When they laid a rail up in there, that just fouled up tight.
Uh-huh. A stake and rider fence, that was always up on top of the rails.
That's right.
That was built above the rails.
If they had bad jumping sheep or bad jumping cattle, that's what they put that up there for.
Uh-huh.
That'd keep them from jumping.
Uh-huh. How high would that go?
Oh, it'd be 6 feet high.
Uh-huh. And the rails themselves would only be about four, but that would be about a couple feet above
that. Right.
Did you have a place where you'd ever stake or pen the cows at milking time? Where did you milk them outside in the summer? I mean, I know you milked your prizes outside.
They call it milking gap.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
Well, it'd just be a place where cows would come in. To the milk gap.
Right next to the
door. Yard, pretty close
right
to the yard.
Right outside the... The place where the animals would graze out in...
Has to be.
Now, what kinds of weeds? Now, I guess the weeds weren't so bad years ago, as bad as they were later on.
No, I'd say not.
Now, what kinds of weeds, though, did you...